The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
If you're with someone who doesn't have your best interest in mind, I don't think you can be with them. Because then you're basically, you know, putting yourself aside, your values aside, living unhappily to make them happy. It's just not a good thing. If they don't support you, whether it's your job or your hobby or your family, whatever the case is, in certain circumstances, you have to walk away. I'm speaking from first person. I'll share with you my exit from my last relationship before I married Otto. And this is all stemming, this whole conversation from our down in the DM, right? Molly thought her boyfriend was talking to someone else when he was just trying to sell a band t-shirt. He's trying to sell merch and makes the money. It did not go down in the DM.
I promise you're going to love this photo too. You're going to love this picture.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, send me a pic, man. Let's do it.
And
check your sizes.
What are you doing?
Why
would you do that? What? I can't even believe you.
Adolfo, this is Dana Cortez from the Dana Cortez Show, and your girlfriend Molly had us call you to see what you're doing.
I heard you.
You told her to send you a pic.
I'm trying to sell a t-shirt.
All you care about is your stupid band. You care about it more than you do me.
Oh my gosh, she said stupid band. And maybe he won't make it. Maybe he will. That's not the point.
I'm going to buy a ticket next time they're coming.
Yeah, you're I'll buy a ticket to see them. I'll buy a t-shirt. The important thing is she should say, I will buy a t-shirt. I will be front row. I will be there. I love you. Therefore, I'm going to encourage you to do what it is to make you happy. As long as it's not hurting you, harming you. I don't understand it. I was in radio. You know, I fell into radio. It was a job that I'd never thought about. But since I became a mom at 15, when somebody offered me this gig, I said, wait, you get paid to talk? I can chat. Okay, I can chat and we're going to make a career out of it. And I did. And I was married before Automatic. I've talked about this. And this person hated my job, hated everything about it because I have to be out late sometimes. We have various guests in. It requires 24 hours a day. There's no ever turning off this job. But I love it. You know, I love what I do. And I had to walk away because he refused to support it. He refused to be kind to the people I work with. It was embarrassing all the time. And good person. I really wish him well. Like, he's not a bad person. We just were not meant to be. I cannot tolerate someone who doesn't believe in me.
That's the biggest part right there.
You know?
Yeah, that's it. I can relate a lot to that through my comedy journey. I've gone through this a few times, multiple women. And it usually takes about 6 months from it to go, oh my God, you're so funny, to like, ugh, is this all you do?
Yeah.
And that usually happens.
When are you going to get a real job?
Or why are you out so late, Anthony?
Yeah, that's a
tough
one.
It's time to grow up.
Okay. You guys, that was a little too
much. I've had the exact same conversation multiple times with many women before Dana, where they would tell me, when are you going to grow up? When are you going to get a real job? Are you really going to be a DJ? Is that going to be your real job?
Oh, dude.
It's not even that, because we're sitting here talking about entertainment, but somebody who travels for work. You got to drive a truck.
Or if you're in sales, you have to talk to a lot of different people. You have to be friendly all the time.
My daughter is an executive at a big food corporation. She travels out of state all the time. She has to stay. Guess what? Her person says good. That's what you're doing.
Go get that money, but she did have to leave the person before.
She did, who did not support her.
He didn't get it.
And she didn't have this executive position before because, you're going to leave and not tell me where you're going? And come on, you need support. You need someone to believe in you no matter what it is you do. And if you don't have that, I never want to tell anyone to break up or anything. But are you happy? Have you asked yourself, am I happy? Did you ask yourself that question and have to walk away?
Ooh.
What was it that finally you were like, I'm not happy? How did you find the strength, or did you convince your person to finally support you? That's also a story that happens when you're like, look, if you're either going to do this for me or I'm going to be alone and we are done. 877-730-DCS1. Call us and share your story, and let's talk about it next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Shouldn't your partner support you? Right? Shouldn't your partner be there for you no matter what? I say yes. And if they aren't, it might not work out. That's just the way it is. I had this happen to me and I had to walk away. Nothing against the person. It is what it is. And I'm glad because I met my husband, DJ Automatic.
As you heard earlier, Anthony and I went through a lot of relationships.
Yes, exactly. We have Melissa on the line. Melissa, what happened?
My husband, 1 year after our first wedding anniversary, decided he was going to go to Alaska to go work on those fishing ships.
Yes.
You can make a bunch of money. I know that.
Yes. I was floored because we're from Texas and that's in Alaska. And out of the blue, his aunt got him the job and then he was gone just like that.
Oh, my God.
And I was very beside myself at first, but I had decided before he even left that I was going to do everything I could to support him because that's got to be hard on him too, right? Leaving your home and being so far away and not being able to talk. And
were you at first angry that he'd chosen? You felt like he was leaving you almost.
It did cross my mind. I can't lie. It did. It felt like that, but I realized that he was doing it to better his life and to better ours. And so I had to, be as supportive as I could. And I did. He got all the way to Alaska, got in this hotel room and realized that he didn't have everything that he needed on the boat, that he was going to be there for 3 months.
What did you do? What did he do?
I have a friend that lives in Alaska and I sent her money and sent her a list of all the stuff that he needed. And she went and got everything for him and dropped it off at the hotel.
Let's go to the rescue.
That is
coming in clutch.
Man, the definition of wife material.
I was
going to
say, where would we be without our wives?
Man,
without anything, Otto, without your sanity. Melissa, that's beautiful. And, you know, Alaska is like an 11-hour flight, isn't it, from here? It's not like you could have hopped on the plane and helped him out.
No, I couldn't have. he actually took a couple different flights to get there.
I was going to say, there can't be a direct flight from Houston to Alaska.
There's no way. Anchorage? I don't know.
Did you ever visit him in Alaska?
No.
Yeah, she's like, no.
I've never been on a plane.
Did you say you've never been on a plane?
I have never been on a plane.
Is that because you're afraid to ride planes, or you just never decided to go anywhere?
I've been to 13 states, but I've never been on an airplane.
Melissa, we're going to have to fly you somewhere.
We're going to have to figure that out, dude.
Yeah, we're going to have to get you on a plane.
Yeah, we had a producer, before producer Jack, that never been on a plane. And he flew with us for the first time. It was funny to watch him be an adult, and he thought he was going to play Legos on the plane.
Yeah, he literally brought a Lego set to play with on the plane. I was like, that's how you know this guy's never been on a plane.
That lasted about 5 minutes. About 5 minutes. So, Melissa, I want to get your number. I'm not kidding. Maybe if we can, I don't know.
Figure out something, yeah.
You got to figure out.
I do have one more question about your husband. How long was he gone for? It was like 6 month contracts, right?
You get to come home 3 months after you've been on the boat. And he didn't last the whole time. He ended up hurting his back.
Oh,
he was loading one of the pallets up on a higher step, and they had a huge wave rock the boat. And so he fell holding a pallet, and he herniated some discs, and he ended up coming home early.
But you know what, Melissa? You supported him. You supported him through his wanting to go to Alaska. You supported him when he came back injured. I'm sure you had to take care of him.
Is his back better now?
I did. It is.
Okay, good. What does he do now?
Now we are actually not together. It's unfortunate, but I'm not going to bash him in any way. He told me on Valentine's Day, this Valentine's Day will be 2 years. And it was while I was losing my mom.
Well, I'm going to bash him. He's a jerk.
Okay.
I'll bash him for you, Melissa.
Let's book this flight.
Yeah, we're booking. We are taking Melissa somewhere.
All that supportive.
I wish his back still hurt.
Yeah.
Melissa, Otto, you are so wrong, but so right. Melissa, don't you dare hang up the phone. You hang on. Producer Jack is getting your number and all your information because we're taking you somewhere, girl, okay? Don't hang up.
Okay.
I don't know how we're doing this, but we're going, even if we just have to fly to Dallas, we're taking this woman somewhere.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, there's a new policy at Target, also known as Target. And you have to smile. Employees must smile at customers.
Weren't they smiling already?
Not at Target.
Not anywhere, really. If you think
Dutch
about
Bros.
It.
Shout out Dutch Bros. They just opened
That's
up.
That's too much smiling. That's too much smiling.
Not for me. I'll talk to a wall for 2 hours. Oh, so when I meet a Dutch Bros employee, it's like, oh, worlds colliding. Boom. Like, you going to out-talk me? No, you won't, buddy.
I bet they step back like, who is this?
Sometimes, though, it's like not good because I'll be over-venting to them.
So
you're like therapy session venting?
Yeah. They're like, go. Is his coffee ready?
Please get this guy out of here. He hasn't even had it yet.
Target employees, you have to smile now. According to several reports by Bloomberg, this is part of Target's new, I guess, the face of...
Rebrand?
Yeah, because they lost a little money. They got into the whole DEI arguments. I don't even know what was going back and forth. Sales are down. That's what happened. Doesn't matter what happened. The sales were down. So they need to be really nice to people. Why does this have to be a policy, though? Shouldn't you just already be nice?
I was
going to
say, like, you, customer service, you should be greeting people with a smile anyways.
I guess, but the reality is no, dog.
No, you're supposed to. You just mentioned how much you love going to Dutch Bros. Mm-hmm. Dutch Bros is one of the happiest places on earth because of that, right? You know you're going to be greeted with a smile. You know you're going to have a mini therapy session.
Look what happened to Wendy's. They stopped greeting people with a smile. They have to close 300 restaurants now.
You got to treat your customers as if, oh, wait, they keep you running. Because that's true. You have to be kind to them. I was reminded, and I tell this story all the time, and I remind myself, sometimes I'll come in here, I'm in a bad mood. Something's going on. That's nobody's fault. I don't need to answer the phone with, hey, it's a Dana Cortez. You can't have attitude. I used to work for the Boys and Girls Clubs years ago, and I was having a bad time. I think, honestly, it was money problems. And I answer the phone, Boys and Girls Clubs. And the woman on the other line said, are you okay? Do you need some help?
She checked you?
Oh, I think she clearly wanted to let me know whatever your problem is not mine. I need some help. And so it just reminded me to be happy. Be okay. Because if nobody's calling, then I don't have a job.
True.
So shout out to Target for incorporating this into their policy. Haven't you ever gone in somewhere and felt like you weren't welcome?
It's usually like a high-end store, like a Louis Vuitton or like a Chanel or something. I can't stand those people that work
but
there.
But as Anthony said, you're paying for them to be pretentious. That's how they're supposed to treat you.
If anywhere, they should treat you like with a humongous smile and treat you like you're the best person on earth. You're about to drop humongous amounts of money.
Sure you are. No. A lot of you're paying for the pretension. You know when you know a place is really good, the food? When you walk in there and it's packed, right? And they're rude behind the counter. Just rude.
Yeah.
Nobody cares because the food is that good. You know what I'm talking about.
I won't go eat there.
I will.
Oh, dude, yes. If you're
there is a place that Dana used to like to go to that was like this, where it was packed, but the people were so rude that I swore to her that I would never, ever, ever go there. Have I gone there again?
No, you just had me order and take home.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Big coffee place and a big movie.
I'm off to see the wizard.
Are teaming up. Otto's got some details in food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
Okay, so the shutdown is over, right? Government is open, but it's still going to be 4 to 6 weeks before things get back to normal. Why? Because it's the longest shutdown that ever happened. So, you know, companies...
People are going to get paid, though, right?
Yeah, but even that's going to take a while. So, but people got to get back to their routine, Otto. This is a big thing. Government's a big thing. Not only that, major businesses moved their things around to accommodate the changes. You know, at air traffic controllers, you had federal workers on the ground. It was just a lot. So I'm glad it's open. What I really hope, though, is they can fix this healthcare thing. I don't know, because premiums are going up and I'm really scared for people.
A lot.
Yes, yeah. We must keep and hopefully make better Obamacare. All right, so what do we have for food news, DJ Automatic?
Dunkin' and Wicked, the movie, are teaming up for good. You see what I did there?
They teamed up for good.
They got the new Wicked Green Matcha drink. They got the Wicked Pink Refresher. And then they also have pink and green sprinkled little munchkin donuts.
I just know that the Pink Refresher is one of my favorites. You know that.
That's one
of my favorites. Who knows what kind of magical concoction they're putting together for Wicked for Good? Anything Wicked for Good, though, right now I'm obsessed with. Obsessed. I cannot wait for this movie. My mom yesterday was like, you said we were going to watch the Wicked movie. So this Friday night, that's my plan.
Oh, that's
watching Wicked with my mom. All right. Anthony, what do we have for National Day? And I was going to go back because I said local, kind of not local. Dunkin' Donuts, they're franchisees. So local people end up opening, you know, these franchises.
Technically just Dunkin' now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Not Dunkin' Donuts, just Dunkin'. All right, what do we have for National Day, Ant?
It is National Seatbelt Day, everybody. So click it.
Or ticket.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good friends at NHTSA. Yeah. Yeah, but do it. It saves lives.
Yes. And we also have National Pickle Day.
Love me a good pepino.
Mm-hmm.
Best made. Best made. It's the best brand. I swear to you. It's got this little man's fat face on the front, and then his tongue's out. It's just, they're so good.
Do you think you'll ever get to the level of making your own pickles?
No, I don't want to. I want to buy them. And I love drinking the juice after I put it. I pour it over ice. The vinegar, so good.
I could foresee myself getting to the point where I make my own pickles.
I mean, pickle.
There are some really good pickles out there. And dude. Yeah.
No one's better than Best Made. I'm telling you, don't knock it till you try it.
And let's wrap it up on National Teddy Bear Day, everybody. The American Teddy Bear, which is named after President Theodore Roosevelt. And the story goes, he was hunting in Mississippi and refused to shoot a bear cub. Therefore, people called him Soft.
Good man.
Yes. And from that, it was inspired teddy bears.
Who remembers, this is a long time ago, there's this bear he used to read to you.
Oh, Teddy Ruxpin.
Ruxpin?
Something like that.
Oh, is that the name?
Teddy Ruxpin.
I swear, he read.
And you would put a tape inside of him.
I don't know what you'd put inside of him.
You would like follow along with the book.
Did you have it?
No, but somebody did that was around me.
The only bear I remember is Smokey the Bear.
Smokey the Bear?
Yes.
Teddy Ruxpin, we think. 877-730-DCS1. Winnie the Pooh.
Oh,
favorite bears. And is that the name of the reading bear? Call us and let us know or text. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.